Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. But we're going to New York City, and there is a thing there called the Public Design Commission, who appear to be a pack of clowns. And here's what they are doing. They're going to vote to remove the statue of Thomas Jefferson from the city council chambers because Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. It was wrong of him to do that. It was wrong of everybody back in the 18th century and early 19th century to do that. He was also the author of the Declaration of Independence and was one of our most important founding fathers, really second only to George Washington and tied with people like John Adams and Alexander Hamilton and James Madison. Now, why do I say they're clowns? Let me tell you something. There's a commission in Washington, D.C. right now, which has on its agenda demanding the removal of the Washington Monument because George Washington owned slaves, which was wrong of him to do. He's also the reason we have a country. If he had not figured out a way to get a colonial army in the face of fairly widespread public opposition, there are a lot of people who thought, well, we don't like the stamp tax and we don't like the tea tax and all this, but we can negotiate on that. But basically, we like being Englishmen, basically, many of them. Not only did he get up an army, he fed it, he clothed it, he armed it, and he commanded it. Otherwise, we would simply be a colony of the UK at this point. There is a commission, the school board in San Francisco, that has advocated removing a statue of Abraham Lincoln and removing the name of Abraham Lincoln from a school there. Why? He didn't own slaves. He ended slavery and he got assassinated for it. But they say that because he set up land-grant colleges like the University of Wisconsin, the University of Illinois, to compete with the Ivy League, so that poor boys in those days and then poor boys and girls after that, like him, was born in Kentucky in a log cabin, and he educated himself. He didn't even go to first grade. He didn't go to kindergarten. But he had a candle, and by the fire at night, he would read the classics. And he knew poor boys could not go to the Ivy League in those days. They turned their wrinkle their nose at him. So he set up land-grant colleges. And that's really why we have the Big Ten right now. People in San Francisco said, well, that land used to be owned by Indian tribes. That's true. Well before Lincoln, it had been owned by Indian tribes, not when he came along. Well, all of the United States, you can say, was owned by Indian tribes. But they're not advocating giving back San Francisco. Then a lot of people and boards in different places have advocated taking down statues of Ulysses Grant. Now, Ulysses Grant, I'm not sure we would have won the Civil War without Ulysses Grant. First of all, he did not own slaves. He was from Galena, Illinois. And at one point, he had an in-law from Missouri who owned slaves who said he wanted to gift him a slave. And Grant said, no way. And he immediately emancipated the guy. He hated slavery. He won the war. All the other generals pussyfooted around at Shiloh and all the battles he waged. He's the one that brought it home. And then when he became president, what happened was all the Confederate soldiers then were supposedly civilians, and they went around murdering black people and imposing the same thing they had before. You know what Ulysses Grant did? He sent federal troops down there and cleaned them out. Said, that ain't happening under me. And he launched Reconstruction. And for 8 years that he was president, everybody criticizes him. Well, read a biography of this guy. He's amazing. Went from 1868 to 1876. There was peace in the South. African Americans were not murdered by former Confederate soldiers. And he kept federal troops down there. The minute he stepped down and Rutherford Hayes beat Sam Tilden in a rigged election in 1876, the devil's bargain was that they would stop Reconstruction. There's murder of black people in the South for 100 years after that. The crowd of nitwits in Madison who stormed up State Street, tore down Lady Forward, tore down a statue of an abolitionist general who was killed in battle to eliminate slavery. There's some clowns in Madison right now who want to get rid of the Abraham Lincoln statue on Bascom Hill. That ain't happening, by the way. I'm tired of these people. Getting rid of Confederate statues was the right thing to do. Robert E. Lee and all the rest of them. They were insurrectionists. They committed treason. They should come down. But our founding fathers should not come down. Abraham Lincoln should not come down. There should be more statues of him. And Ulysses Grant should not come down. There should be more statues and schools named after him. There has become kind of an easy deference to the far left in this country on all of these issues. Another example is kneeling for the national anthem. That's flat out wrong. The national anthem and our flag are one of the true national symbols that we have that unifies our country. We do not have a state religion, unlike Merry Old England. We do not have any other vestige of requirement, but we have, especially supported by all our military veterans, but everybody, a devotion to our flag and some of our national symbols, like the national anthem. The kneeling originally started with Colin Kaepernick to protest police violence, okay? There is police violence. 90% of cops, 99% are terrific people taking a lot of risk. There's a handful of them that are bad and kill people, and that's got to stop, and we've spoken about that on this show a lot. But disrespecting our flag and our national anthem is not the way to do it. Now you have first graders kneeling. You have people kneeling for climate change, for higher pay for women in soccer, for anything that crosses their mind. College presidents kneeling. That's got to stop. Tearing down monuments to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses Grant, and disrespecting our institutions has got to stop. Under the First Amendment, you can't stop people for doing it, but other people have First Amendment rights too. And players, for instance, that kneel, the fans have First Amendment rights. They don't have to buy tickets. Coaches have First Amendment rights. They don't have to put them in the game. And owners have First Amendment rights. They don't have to employ them. These are my thoughts, but they are triggered by taking down of the Thomas Jefferson statue in New York. There's a big difference between taking down the statues of Confederates who sought to destroy this country and people who built this country. Okay, we're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, as far as you know, that you've mentioned, you know, we don't have a state religion yet. In the 1950s, they inserted under God into our Pledge of Allegiance, which my dad always took exception to, and he was in the service. He served stateside during the Korean War.
But we believe in the separation of church and state. That's the core provision in the First Amendment and the core provision in our Constitution, the greatest insight in political history, and that's why we have peace in this country. But go ahead, Mark.
And so he always, you know, kind of took exception to having, you know, the under God part put in the Pledge of Allegiance. When he was brought up, it wasn't in there because it wasn't inserted until late.
Well, go anywhere else and they'll require you to adhere to a state religion. We're very lucky we live in the United States. We believe in separation of church and state.
Well, but we have too many people in this country now that would like to insert the state religion, you know, that in a part of the right now is it's worship of Donald Trump.
Right, but, and they haven't been able to do it, and the Supreme Court, even a right-wing one, would not permit it.
I don't know about the Supreme Court. I think that they would, I don't think they have any, I think it's amazing to me the ties between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church now, because I can remember, you know, even, you know, that in the 1980s, you know, the Protestants, you know, preaching, you know, that the Catholic Church was the whore of Babylon.
They elected John Kennedy in 1960. we do not believe in that. We believe in the separation of church and state. And the reason we have great, great relations among all religions in this country is precisely because of that. We can never abandon it. We can never abandon it. And I think that people who insist on tearing down the statues of our founding fathers, of Lincoln, of Grant, of people who, you know, there's nothing but a chorus of criticism of the United States from everybody on the left. You know, it's always, we're a systemically racist. Mankind is innately, biologically, systemically racist. We have done what we can to overcome it. You want to go somewhere? Go to Africa and see how you're treated if you're not in the dominant tribe. Go to Asia, see how you're going to be treated if you're not the dominant religion. We have it very good here because of the First Amendment, and the relentless criticism of the United States, I'm tired of. And it's got to stop. It's just derivative intellectualism on the part of the left. We have got to unite to fight the real enemies, the attack on our democracy by the right. For instance, QAnon, for instance, Trump, authoritarians who want to destroy our Constitution on the right. And all we are doing on the left is kowtowing to some of these folks. Knock it off. Tear down Confederate statues and leave it alone. And leave alone the institutions of the United States, which, because of those institutions, we have freedom in this country. We have separation of church and state. We not only have a prosperous country, but we have peace among various what could be called tribes in any other country. You know, you go to what, Kenya, and you're not a member of the Luau tribe, or you are a member of the Luau tribe, you're going to get killed. You go to Rwanda at one point, and you were a Tutsi, and the Hutus would kill you. You go a lot of places in the Middle East, and you're a Shiite, the Sunnis will kill you. You're a Christian or Jewish, the Sunnis, they'll all kill you. We can't have that in this country, and I'm tired of people tearing down our institutions. And they're taking the cue from the Confederate statues, which is one thing, but you don't tear down the guts of what makes us great. Mark, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.